Good morning. This is Nancy McCarthy. You're listening to After Deadline. I'm a reporter for the Daily Astorian newspaper, and you are listening on KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM. Today we have Brent Dahl. Brent is the new director of the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Brent.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we are going to talk a little bit about what Brent plans for the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce. Brent, when were you hired? It was just a month ago, is that right?
Yeah, about 30 days ago.
About 30 days ago. So you are just starting to hit the ground running, huh? Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what your plans are, what your background is, and what it's like to lead a Chamber of Commerce in the town of Cannon Beach, which is a little different than other towns. First of all, give me a little bit about your background. What brought you to Cannon Beach?
Sure. One thing that I thought of in the past few weeks that some of your listeners may have seen is Steve Jobs spoke at the Stanford University commencement, and the YouTube is available on TED.com or a few other sites. It's been downloaded many, many times. And as part of that speech, Steve Jobs talks about that sometimes in life you're not allowed to look forward, but looking back at some time or somehow all makes sense. And as I've been getting into the new position in Cannon Beach, my background really seems to all have played a part in allowing me to be the successful candidate. I worked in Portland for the Portland, Oregon Visitors Association for about 13 years, working in convention sales. I've also spent some time working for Hilton Hotels as a director of sales in the Portland area, working with Events Northwest, Mike Higgins and Ken Elmer. Events Northwest is a PR firm, working in media and event planning and so forth. And also I taught at the University of Oregon. Actually ran the meetings and event management program, working with Sander Gladney and the folks down in Eugene. So my background is really a mix of company and organization management, meeting planning, public relations, diplomacy, and negotiation. I think these are all key qualities. And above that is a solid loyalty to free enterprise and to business so they can thrive and prosper.
So how does that fit in, do you think, with what you have seen so far in Cannon Beach?
My skill set, my knowledge is there, and I can start to understand perhaps why I was one of the finalists, if not the choice, because my experience in each of these areas have really prepared me well to assist the current members of the chamber and help them face the economic situation we have today.
And you were among, what, 52 candidates? Was that right?
52 candidates. 52. And I did take a look at the list of applicants, and I can report that a good dozen, if not maybe 15 applicants, were from across the United States. These were current CEOs or presidents or executive directors, I guess you could say, of chambers in Atlanta. There was a few from the Midwest, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Quite a few from Phoenix, Southern California, so I'm quite humbled.
And you've never been a director of a chamber before. Why do it now? Why in Cannon Beach?
I'm not a career chamber guy, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. And that is really, I believe, an asset, and it goes back to what I just outlined in terms of my qualifications. Cannon Beach being a unique spot, I'm a unique executive director to be in that position. It's really a mix, again, of the key components, mm-hmm. marketing, management, PR, diplomacy, and understanding commerce and trade. And when it comes right down to it, that's what you want out of an executive director, out of a chamber. So,
okay. Well, Cannon Beach does have its challenges, and it is a beach town. So being a chamber director dependent on tourism and just a two-street business area, it's not a very huge business area, but it is diverse. And with 54% of the homes being second homes, so your residential population is a little bit different than the average town. How do you plan to work with the chamber in a town like this?
Well, first of all, this is a big deal, Nancy. It's an honor, to be honest with you, to be given this role. And if you study the history of Cannon Beach, which I did, quite frankly, during the interview process, as soon as I knew I was serious about this, there's a book by Terrence O'Donnell. It's a good start. If anybody does not own that book, it's a good start. You'll know that the Cannon Beach Chamber is in its 66th year of operation. Things started back, I believe, during the war, World War II, 1945. And so we're coming up, if you look ahead, the year 2020 will be 75 years of Cannon Beach having a Chamber of Commerce. So I take this responsibility seriously. What it means to be a Chamber Director in Cannon Beach means to understand the members that we have, what their past, present, future, where they've been, where they are today, where they're going. And a lot of people have expectations of me personally, as well as just the chamber, in the sense of being the leader for us all through this current recession. So I will say, parallel to that, that to a person, everyone that I've met has been very open and welcoming to me. And this includes the current board. It includes staff. Sharon and Suzanne have done a super job. But also just people around the community, for example, from the city, people like Mark C. and Rich Mays. I'm meeting the mayor tonight for the first time, so that will be good. But also the members. There's been quite a few folks, George Vetter and Ryan Snyder, certainly Patrick Nofield. List goes on and on, Valerie Ryan. This is my task in the first 30 days, is to get out and meet the folks and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't lead until I know where we've been and where we are today.
Well, I know that in the past we've had several business groups at one time all meeting to do various different things in the town. And it's such a small town, it's kind of ironic that we would have three business groups at one time. Now we have a Wednesday morning business meeting. It's basically an informal group of businesses that get together and talk about things going on in the town and what events are coming up or what problems they might be facing. Are you going to be active in doing that?
I've attended three or four of those meetings, and it's not a chamber event, but I see it for what it is, and it's very valuable. You know, to have people like habits, and that is a habit in the sense of you can go there to at least check the pulse of what is happening, what's going on. It's a news forum, basically, and I think Cannon Beach is lucky to have had that. I know back in Portland when I worked for POVA, we had a Thursday morning breakfast, and it was the same scenario. We had speakers, and everyone would go around the room and introduce themselves or what's going on with their business and so forth. But the nice thing is everybody knew it was on Thursday. Everybody knew the drill, and for that reason alone, it worked. So I'm really happy to see that Cannon Beach has this. So
and POVA is the Portland, Oregon Visitors Association, right?
Now, folks know it now as Travel Portland, but for those in the audience who know, way back when it used to be called GPCVA. So,
well, that one's beyond me. I just noticed POVA. So you have that. You have a town that grows from 1,690 residents to could be 30,000 in one weekend, depending on what event is going on during that weekend. Mm-hmm. And you have businesses that work frantically during the summer and slow way down in the winter. That's such an odd kind of thing for a chamber director to have to kind of direct and be part of. Do you have any thoughts about how are you going to work with businesses in those circumstances?
I sure do, Nancy. You're very astute to recognize that. Cannon Beach means a lot of different things to different people. And what I mean by that is you look at the folks that claim some sort of ownership and or I guess you could say use, but I mean people that see Cannon Beach for several different reasons. Number one, there's residents full-time, there's residents part-time, there are visitors that hold Cannon Beach as this magic, mystical place that they go to when they need to relax and enjoy and to celebrate. There's also shop owners and investors, people that are financially invested in the fiscal success of shops. There are several groups of stakeholders, including communities like the art community, the music community, culinary, et cetera. Everyone sees Cannon Beach in a different way and has a different level of engagement. And along with that is a different set of expectations. Mm-hmm. And so the role of the chamber and how I am approaching things is to, first of all, understand what those groups are and what their expectations are. Listen quite a bit. And once I'm done listening, listen some more. And then and only then can I understand where my attention needs to be spent and or spread. So.
And you are just moving from Portland, Lake Oswego area to Cannon Beach. Have you been able to settle in yet and get to know people on a friends kind of basis?
Too early for that. I've been focused on the job and really excited to really get into it. So I'm sure that'll come along the way, but my primary focus has been to get into the position.
Right. And you will be living in Cannon Beach, as I understand it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, when I talked to you earlier, you talked about four different kinds of things that you would like to do and some of the plans that you might have for Cannon Beach. Let's talk about that for just a minute. What kinds of things do you plan to help businesses with?
Sure. A couple of things here, and this really gets into what I'm excited about as part of a 90-day action plan. It's predictable that a new director or CEO lines out his or her agenda, and I do have one of those. And in doing so, I thank and I salute the current Cannon Beach Board of Directors. They spent more than enough time and effort and energy keeping the operation afloat here in the past 6 to 8 months. With that said, I'm marching down a couple of paths as the new director. The first is to meet the members.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so important for the reasons I've just stated and you and I have chatted before, is for me to first of all get to know the people and what their products or services are. And that will take a good 60, if not 90 days to get out and meet the folks. And then the second thing is for the members to get to know me. It's a two-way street. And part of my hire, I suppose, is my background of being in this business for 28 years, this business being economic development through tourism, but also economic development and business vitality. I'm lucky enough to have visited 44 U.S. states in four countries, a lot of places repeatedly, like Washington, New York, et cetera. So along the way, all that experience, it's stored upstairs here somewhere, and I would love to have the members be able to tap some of that in, mm-hmm. in whatever way that ends up occurring. So that's really what I want to do in the first 30 days or so, if not 60 to 90 days. Some of the those four words that you and I talked about, Nancy, and we can discuss that in a quick second, but it's inspiration, first of all. Second of all is creativity. The third is a big word, innovation in business. And then the fourth certainly is stakeholders.
Yeah. Well, you are listening to After Deadline on KMUN 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5. I'm Nancy McCarthy, and we're visiting today with Brent Dahl, who is the new director of the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce. We're talking a little bit about what Brent's plans might be for Cannon Beach and for leading the Chamber of Commerce. We have had some quite interesting experiences in Cannon Beach in the past two or three years with the chamber. We've had a few different directors, and now Brent has taken over, and it looks like it's well on its way to becoming organized and creative in the events that it's going to be working on and leading the business community. Brent, you talked about the four words. Why don't we start with the first word?
Okay. It's not in any magic order.
Okay, all right. So you take the one you want to take.
We can, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. We can throw it on the ground and pick it up and do it all over
right.
again. I guess the first, let's start with stakeholders, because that everyone knows what that means. But in terms of Cannon Beach, earlier top of the show here, I mentioned that Cannon Beach means different things to different people, not only the residents, but our visitors and our investors. So stakeholders is simply that. Everyone holds an image or a belief of Cannon Beach, and it's important for me to understand what precisely those engagements look like. And this is not only for where we are today, but who are going to be the future stakeholders in the community. And the third thing to repeat is the membership of the chamber. That's my primary concern, and that's chamber membership as a strong stakeholder group. And my intent is to not only strengthen that, but raise the value of what it means to be a member of the group.
Well, you mentioned future stakeholders. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you study history, you will know that things come and go in life, and so be it with perhaps even fans of a community or people who frequent an establishment. The people that are shopping on the streets of Cannon Beach here in 2011 may or may not be the same people that are here in the year 2020. And so just like planting seeds, you have to think ahead. You have to keep your eye on the horizon. And you can look backwards, perhaps, to some of the folks that were here during the 1990s. Just time marches on, and we need to continually reintroduce Cannon Beach and its member companies to new audiences. I'm speaking of young people as well as middle age, but also I'm speaking to international audiences now with the power of the internet and the devices that we have. There's no reason why we cannot expand our reach, as it were, as well as, frankly, our hospitality and the invitation. Sometimes people just need to be asked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Let's go on to the next word.
Okay. this could go on for an hour, but I'll try to keep it short. Innovation. Innovation is part of that game, because I think if you look at how we do business today, again, we learn from the past. Were we doing business this way 20 years ago? Did we have, Apple did not exist. We didn't have iPhones. We didn't have pads. We didn't have smartphones, etc. That's how we do business today. But look at how we did business 20 years ago. None of that existed. We had a different framework and a different way to relate and conduct business. But my point is, looking ahead, even 5 years from now, if not 10 to 15, how are we as member businesses going to make money in 2020? What does that transaction look like? Who will be our shoppers? What will our products and services be to offer those people? And that's what I mean by innovation, is that's the challenge. You want to preserve history, but at the same time recognize that we are making history.
Trying to predict the future in the present, huh?
Right, right. And as I mentioned, Steve Jobs told us or suggested that perhaps we can't do that. So you just have to trust it's going to work out.
Well, he's done pretty well himself. So
He has.
Maybe we can get some secrets from him.
Right. So that's innovation. And then creativity is exactly what the word describes, is to look at a challenge and figure out a way to get from point A to point B. It's problem solving. It's cause and effect. It's doing the unpredictable and cherishing that, and also understanding the use of time. Creativity, as some of your listeners may know, does not happen under forced deadlines. In other words, a painter can't sit down and say, on your mark, get set, go. I have to prepare, unless they're getting ready for an art show.
You've obviously never worked in a newsroom.
Yes, I have. I know deadlines. So, but creativity being that, you do have to understand deadlines, but sometimes you do need to let things percolate and fester. But it goes back to, again, facing the question of innovation. How will we innovate our businesses? And frankly, how will we innovate our community? And the fourth word, I believe, is inspiration. One thing that I'm personally passionate about is not over the top, but certainly just common sense inspiration. There's plenty in life that can drag us down, but we need to keep our chins up and eyes to the future, because it kind of speaks for itself. And I believe my role is to remind members of that and remind those that I work with of that despite our challenges, we can get through it. If you read that book about Cannon Beach history, and some of your listeners I'm sure have, we, being the residents of this place, have faced many challenges before. And I'm sure if you were to jump in your time machine and go back and talk to them, they'd say, you know, how the heck are we going to get through this thing? They did. Mm-hmm. The community's here. And so as silly as it may sound, I'm firm in saying, you know, we can get through this. We just have to be intentional about how we approach it.
Well, and that leads me to the next question, and that is some of the challenges you are going to be facing, or every chamber director has faced in Cannon Beach. You have the relationship to the city. The information center, for instance, within the Chamber of Commerce is financed by the city, so you have that relationship. You do have finances. There have been problems at times with the chamber's budget and sponsorships and memberships. And the fact that you're the third director in the past 2 years says something about the chamber needing to have some ongoing leadership. And plus, you have a lot of volunteers with lots of different personalities and time schedules and pressures that they face, also trying to organize events in Cannon Beach to bring tourists together and have a good time in Cannon Beach. How are you going to face all of those challenges? And, of course, tell me in, 8 minutes or less.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Well, I can tell you when I first, quote unquote, started, my voicemails were instantly full, and we had to create more space on my remote email bank because there was emails were coming in and it reached undeliverable.
Wow.
undeliverable. So folks do want to talk, and that's a good thing. So something is resonating out there. Two things, Nancy, two areas of focus to answer your question, that challenges that face the Cannon Beach Chamber, internal and external. That's the best way to put it. Let's break that apart. The external are the challenges facing the members. And to repeat, my task is to get out and meet with business owners and business operators and listen to what is on their minds. That is first and foremost my job. And I'm already well on that way. I've already run quite a few appointments, but I need to schedule a lot more. So things are going great, by the way.
Good.
And so that's really the first challenge facing the chamber itself is sense of community, and also a sense of belonging and a sense that this is the right thing to do. And so the first step is to really get out and meet with the members. And the second topic is challenges facing the actual organization itself. And lack of time, I won't get into it, but I also would say that it is perhaps premature for me to articulate that. It's just too early in the game. Mm-hmm. I've been on the job, so to speak, for about a month, and perhaps after we get past the first 90 days or even past, let's say, Labor Day or something, perhaps you and I can sit down and mm-hmm. I'd be more in a position to communicate what I've found from speaking with everyone and all the various players, and at that time would be able to place some of those issues in proper sequence based on what I've seen and what I've heard, but also relating to the bigger picture, and that would be simply the mission of the chamber.
All right. Well, one thing I wanted to talk to you for a little bit about is the Sandcastle Contest. That was your first, I guess, inaugural event, one of the biggest events that we have in Cannon Beach all year. Last time I saw you, you were digging sand at the community build, making a great big shipwreck, and you looked like you were sweating a little bit, even in the cloudy weather there. So how did the Sandcastle event go?
I thought it went great. It's a part of Cannon Beach history, and it's really tied to the chamber, and it was just fantastic to be a part of it. And for those of you that have been on the committee, have seen it go up and go down, and the weather's been bad, the weather's been good. So it, just like anything, endures, and so it was exciting to be part of it.
Great. Do you have, I know that there had been a couple of changes this year. I think some of the fundraising aspects of it are changing. Is that right? Children's Center booth isn't going to be on the beach anymore after next year. Is that right?
I'm not certain of that, but I would say it's probably a little bit premature to look at that, although I have thought about some ways in 2012 we can change Sandcastle. Mm-hmm. And looking ahead, I think this is the 47th or 48th annual, something like that. So pretty soon we're going to have a 50th. So we'll have to determine what precise year that is. And I'm already there in terms of thinking media and promotion. For example, we could break out into decades. You know, you might have the 60s rather than the 70s, 80s, 90s. And if somebody wanted to theme their entry, then that might be kind of fun to see.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there are changes ahead in both the Sandcastle contest and probably some other events as well. What is your next event? Do you know what's coming up this summer?
Well, this weekend actually is the Plein Air Art event, which starts tonight. So if you haven't already made plans, which I know your listeners have, but if they have not, just head on down to Cannon Beach. We have a meet and greet tonight with the artists from about 5 to 7 p.m. And then certainly tomorrow is the main event. It's a paint out all throughout Cannon Beach. And that's just a fabulous event. I do know we have some national media here for that. So
right. We have 37 artists stationed all around Cannon Beach, come rain or shine, all painting or drawing or photographing Cannon Beach in the plein air. That's why they call it plein air. Where is the meet and greet tonight?
That'll be at the Cannon Beach Chamber building, the community hall.
All right, good. Well, that sounds like fun. I'm sure there's a lot of other events. We have, I know concerts in the park will be going on probably this summer, and various other things as well. We have the Puffin Watch, the big 4th of July event coming up next weekend. So the chamber is going to be pretty busy. Your volunteers are going to be pretty busy and trying to also maintain their businesses during this very busy summer season. So it's probably a good thing you've been on board for 30 days and getting your feet wet, so to speak, as a chamber director. Well, I would want to thank you for coming to After Deadline and talking to us a little bit about what your plans are. We'll meet again and see how you're doing in another few months. So thank you for joining us today.
Nancy, great. Thanks so much. And I look forward to meeting all the chamber members as well as the folks in your listening audience today.
Great. This is Nancy McCarthy, and this is After Deadline.